Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Hey, before we get into the podcast, y'all, I just want to explain I'm super high in this episode. It's my it's my birthday week. I'm getting high. I don't care. With that being said, y'all, I ain't gonna lie. There's a little bit of me chewing gushes in the mic and dinosaur nuggets, and I was drinking water and liquor. Anyway, that needs neither here nor there. It's a very funny episode. I think it's dope. Enjoy. All right, let's get to the fucking podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Check this out, man. I'm feeling good. I'm recording this on Monday, June 15th. If you motherfuckers live under a rock, then you would know that this Saturday is my birthday, June 20th. I was born June 20th, 1987. My birthday is on Saturday. So you might catch up and you listen to this podcast on a Saturday and you'll be like, oh shit, it's the People's Champion's birthday. What do you want for your birthday, the People's Champion? You ask. What do you want? Here's what I want. Y'all, here's what I'm doing. Everybody always be like, Clint, your playlists are fire. Niggas be like, Clint, your playlists are fire. I be like, I know. So I realize I want to, like, have fun with music because it makes me happy, right? I want to be a DJ, but I don't want to be like DJ Jazzy Jeff or DJ Kool Herc or Grandmaster Flash with Furious Five. I don't want to be those guys, all right? I just want to be DJ Clint in my house with my buddies. Or if I'm going on tour with I'm gonna do another podcast tour. Are you kidding me? You know? We're gonna do another podcast tour. And in the after party, women gonna be asking, who's the DJ? Who's the DJ? You don't remember that from House Party? They be like, yo, who's the DJ? So I'ma let you, that's when play left Bilal in the car. You gonna take my equipment and leave? You gonna take my equipment and leave? Yo, that's my shit. Y'all, you young niggas don't know about that. Anyway, I'm telling my age. I'm 33, I'll be 33. But anyway, they're gonna be asking who's the DJ. So after the party, it's me. I'm the DJ. It's gonna be intimate. Me and the, you know, fans, friends, artists, whoever. But I just want to do some DJ. So I'm going to buy some DJ equipment. If you fuck with your boy on my birthday, cash at me. Whatever. If I made you laugh, if I made you happy, if I made you sad, if you curse me out while you're listening to this in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or your Benz, cash at me. It's hashtag Gallus Dem Sugar. GIRLSDEMSUGA 620. All right, and it's going to be in the details. But yeah, I just want some, I'm going to buy a DJ. I need about $2,400 to make this happen. And then I'm going to get DJ lessons from a friend of mine. Her name is Lucci Hugh. DJ Lucci. She gonna teach me. And then I'm gonna be a monster out here. I'm gonna be all that. But I'm not like, yeah, I'm not trying to do all the extra shit. I just wanna have some fun with my friends. That's all I wanna do. That's it. All right. Now that we got that out the way, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the podcast. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I told y'all my little cousin was moving in with me from the summer. He's high with me right now. He's smacked. And we said we're going to do a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Jelani's in the building. Yeah. Yeah. Talk to the people.
I'm talking.
Sit forward into the mic, yo. What are you? Why are you acting retarded? I know you're not supposed to say that, but that's a real diagnosis. The doctor can tell you retarded. And I'm starting to believe. Doctor told your mother.
Oh, I'm joking. 2020, you cannot.
I'm joking, brother. I'm joking, man. All right, how you doing, man? Are you you've been here for what, a week and a half?
Yeah.
How you feel? How's it been?
It's been cool.
How are you, bro?
I'm good.
You good?
I got a job.
You got a job.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
What do you do?
Move furniture.
You move furniture.
Flat screen TVs.
Yeah, for the summer. That's what you're doing
for the summer.
Because you're going to graduate college next year.
Yes, sir.
All right. When you're doing good in school, you can always stay at my house. I'm fine. He'd be like, yo, man, can I get us some chips or something? Nigga, the world is yours. Have the fucking chips. Have the chips. It's okay. You can be a bum. You know, I wish my parents would let me be a bum. They like, no, nigga. We have this culture with black people where we want to kick our kids out at 18.
That's what I answer you right now.
Like, let's really unpack that for real quick. Can I unpack that for a second, everybody? Why do we want to kick our kids out at 18? White parents be letting their kids stay with them till they 28 and then they buy a house. Why don't we do that? No. 18 years old, get the fuck out, nigger. Yeah, with the ER, I said it. Yo, they be doing that. My mom kicked me out at 16. But yo, either you get kicked out or you paying some rent.
But I'm a bum.
No, you're not a bum. What do you contribute? What do you do? What do you do?
But you know why I don't.
What do you do, my nigga? Nothing. So you being a bum, it's okay. You're not a bum. You're just, I'm saying you could be.
Why we gotta term it like that?
That's not because I was a bum. A bums knows bums. We the bum squad. We wear bum equipment. Remember back in the day, we chicks used to wear bum equipment? Okay, I'm tripping. I'm sorry. I'm tripping.
I don't think we should be known as bums.
Bum, nigga, I was a bum. A scrub. I was all of that. I'm living in my cousin's house on the couch with no room. Nigga, you can't have sex. Yo, man, I'm bringing the chick over to the house. Then what? It's like eight people. I'm extra. No. Bum. Bum. I'm bum. Bum, bum, be lum. Anyway. All right, let's get into the topic. Here's what I want to talk about today. Ladies, today is for you. All right? Today is for you. I never forget. I had a girlfriend, right? And I found out, like, she was my ex. Like we were together. She called me a certain nickname, all right? She called me a certain nickname. I thought it was mine, all right? I thought it was mine. I thought that that was for me. She told me that. She said, Clint, I don't call nobody this. This is specifically for you. I had a nickname for her. And guess what? Since then, nobody has had her nickname. And I don't even like the chick no more. But I don't recycle nicknames. That's not fair. But this bitch gonna recycle my nickname. I saw her at the King of Prussia Mall a year and a half ago. And King of Prussia Mall is outside of Philly. Saw her at the King of Prussia Mall, said what's up, and her nigga was with her, and she called him Booby. And I'm like, I thought it was me. I thought she was talking to me. I'm like, yo, I thought you had a band. This nigga comes walking over. Oh, nigga, I was tight. Nigga, I was hot. I was hot.
Your nickname was.
I was hotter than I am in this Xavier sweatshirt that I'm wearing right now. Shout out to Xavier, New Orleans. All right.
You was called Booby.
Well, I mean, because I used to, listen. It don't matter. All right. I thought it was for me.
Nah, bro, I need an explanation.
Come on, dog. No.
Explanation.
Do you recycle nicknames?
No.
All right. You do?
No.
No, I don't. That's disrespectful. Who the fuck do she think she is recycling a nickname? Ladies, let me tell you something. I'm going to look into both my goddamn cameras. Facebook, IG, whoever want to see me. Let me tell you something, sis. If I got a nickname, it's my nickname. We ride together, we die together. Personal nicknames for life. For life. For life. What the fuck are you doing? You fucking, that's chicken head shit. That's chicken head shit, Jelani. What would you do in that situation? What would you do if you was me?
I'd move on, bro.
You'd move on? You don't give a fuck?
Of course not. Why?
All right, well, get off my goddamn podcast. I'm turning your mic down. You don't even, I just move on. You would move on? Your mic's up. Would you just move? You don't give a fuck?
No.
Why?
Because, bro. If we not together, I've obviously just moved on.
No, but like, that's my nickname, dog. Yo, that's ass.
She called you that as a friend?
No, dog, that was my girlfriend.
Okay, then.
I wasn't using protection.
You not.
That was my girlfriend, dog. I wasn't using protection.
Why?
Who uses protection with their girlfriends?
Bro, safe sex is supposed to be practiced at all.
Man, get the fuck out of here, dog. If you my girl, I'm going in you without a you know what, unless you say otherwise.
I can't.
Unless you say otherwise. Yes, I want all of that wet. Give it to me, god damn it. That funky, what is that? That sweet, that nasty, that gushy stuff. But don't bullshit me, meaning don't be lying and saying you know what? Wait a minute. Just had a thought, y'all. Let's get in it. Let's talk about getting people pregnant. Lawrence, come on down. Lawrence. How you doing, brother? I see you, Lawrence. I see you, L Boogie. Getting chicks pregnant out here. All right, let's talk about this real quick. Lawrence, I'm going to look you dead in the camera and I'm going to say this. And any guy out here who listens to this podcast, and if you've gotten a girl pregnant, this is what you're not going to do. You will not suggest anything other than support. Do you hear me, motherfuckers? Any man out there who lays down with a woman and you going raw, all right, and you staying inside her, or whatever you're doing, you better not be offering anything but support. Abortion, you don't offer that option, my nigga. That's not what you need to be doing. That way that Lawrence responded to Condola, that's what I'm talking about. That's the only thing that I had an issue with, because I'm a man. I don't give a fuck about Issa's feelings. Fuck her. I don't care about, I don't care about nothing else. All I can talk about is what I would do if a woman told me that I was having unprotected sex with that she's pregnant. I'm not going to say, is it mine? I'm not going to say, are you serious? Because I'm going to have enough respect for the woman that I'm sleeping with to know she ain't going to come over here with that bullshit. And I'm not suggesting no abortion. If you want to do that, I support you. I'll be there. Whatever you need from me, lady, I got you. If you're having the baby, then I'm going to be there every step of the way. No, if there's no in between on that. And any motherfucker that listens to this podcast that is in between on that, you niggas need to unfollow me right now. We don't offer women nothing but support. See, the thing that I didn't like about what Lawrence was trying to do was he was painting a picture almost like she trapped him. She trapped him. Fellas, let me explain something to you right now. You go raw, ain't no trapping. If you go raw, there's no such thing as she trapped you. It take two to make a fucking baby. It ain't her fault. It's your fault. Oh, I feel good, girl. I know it does, motherfucker. Now, be prepared for what's getting ready to come after that. And be prepared, especially women in their fucking 30s. They having the baby. Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. We not offering nothing but support. Any nigga that got a problem with that, I was born June 20th, 1987. I'm from Philly. And we can rumble anywhere in the country if I'm in your city. If you got a problem with that, you come to my show, you say, Clint, I got a problem. And we can dance. Like, literally dance. I'm not fighting you, man. I'm 33. You know, my back hurt. Nigga, my back hurt right now. There's no back support on this chair for me right here.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And I'm suffering in silence to make this podcast. I need to take my shirt off. I need some water. Yo, I got good snacks. I got Gushers while I'm recording this podcast. Anybody remember Gushers, y'all? Remember Gushers? Speaking of being a dad, let me talk about Herm real quick, y'all. My dad used to make me lunch every day. My father used to make me lunch every day. And you niggas is out here offering nothing but... You niggas is offering abortions. My dad used to pack my motherfucker... Like, come on, man. My dad used to pack my shit every day. He used to give me... I'll tell you what he used to make. He would give me a tuna fish sandwich on wheat bread. He ain't fuck with white bread. Tuna fish sandwich, wheat bread. Sometimes turkey. Depends if he felt like making tuna that morning. But most of the time, he felt like making tuna that morning because that's the kind of pop I had. Anything that would make your day better, he did it. Then I would have, let's just say it's 95. So I'm in like third grade. So I still was carrying a lunchbox to school. And I had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles lunchbox like every other little nigga in school. And I had the thermos. You know what I mean? I had the thermos. Niggas, you young niggas don't even... Do they still make thermoses? Do they still carry... You young motherfucker. Please, did you get a did you have a thermos? Did you have a thermos?
No.
No, you didn't have a thermos. No. You missed the fuck out. Sometimes your parents would put iced tea in the thermos, Kool-Aid in the thermos. My dad would put put berry punch thermos. Berry punch. Minute Maid berry punch. That's my shit. Then he would then my pop would give me a bag of chips. All right. And on top of a bag of chips, he would do probably some gushes. I get some gushes or fruit roll up. Listen, and real quick, ladies. Any of you chicken heads on Sunday, bash Father's Day, I swear to God, I'm blocking you. Any of you chicken heads, if I see it, you're done. You're out of here, sis.
If you talk that jive, you're going down in
fire. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Why did you have to ad lib? So, no, seriously, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm struggling to open these joints, man. But anyway, what was I talking about before I started talking about my pop? Oh, yeah, women giving away my nickname. This bitch gave away my nickname. How dare you? You dirty. You, man, you low life. That's low life shit. I got my gushes open. I'm sorry if y'all hear that in the background on the podcast. They upset. Oh, my man just walked in the room. I'm not going to say your name. I don't know you don't want to be on a podcast, right? So, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. So I'm about to embarrass you. I'm not going to say your name. He's going to be embarrassed. That's what happened. Watch this. So, 2 weeks ago, right? 2 weeks ago, I'm in my apartment complex, all right? I'm in the, 2 weeks ago, I walked down to the outlet mall where I live. It's about 2 seconds away. I walk down and just to get some fresh air. I come back, I hear a nigga yelling, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah." So I'm like, "Yo, what's going on?" I backpedal. It's a black guy yelling at the TV playing video games. So I was like, "Yo, I got next." Next thing you know, we exchanged numbers. You know, it kind of felt, you know, like I was macking him, like I was shooting my shot. You know, because how do girls shoot their shot? Or how do guys shoot their shot in the grocery store? Like, you in the grocery store, you like, "Damn, what you making?" And then it's like, "Oh, I can make that." And then you start talking some bullshit about cooking. So I walk past him and I'm like, "So, when you know, I got next." That was weird. I told you it was gonna make it weird. So, fellas, I want to know how do you meet male friends? How do you meet male friends?
I tried to give you my
gamer tag
and not my number.
He tried to give me his gamer tag. Fellas, how do you meet male friends? There's nothing wrong with having a new bro. There's nothing wrong with having a, I'm a grown ass man. There's nothing wrong with having a new bro. So I said, "Yo, man." So I texted him. I said, "Yo, man, it's Clint." You know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. So he texted me back. I got excited. Why I got to pause that? Why do I got to pause that? You know? He texts me back. And you know what he says? He says, "Clint," he says, "is your last name Coley?" I said, I smiled. I'm like, yeah, that's me. He's like, "Yo, bro, I was at one of your shows." I was like, "Oh, man, yeah, that's what's up, man. Hey, man, come on over." He's like, "All right, bet. I'll be there in 20. Ladies and gentlemen, I think this was a bro date. I think it was a bro date. Because I'm going to tell you. It was like, because you ever meet somebody and be like, "Oh, man, this nigga's weird." You know what I'm saying? And you're like, I don't think I want to see him again. Would you ever meet a new bro you connect with? Nigga, we just talking about football, basketball, real estate, not mutual funds. I'm just trying to sound smarter than what it was. But music, it was a whole thing. And I realized, I'm like, "Oh, shit, I like this guy." Not like that. I don't want to fuck. I like this guy. And then he laughed and I was like, damn, I wonder if he feels the same way. That's gay? That's gay. That's weird. What's weird about it? The great outing with a new guy friend. You need iron sharpens iron. Why you? See, this is the problem with you young niggas. Y'all niggas want to be, you want to be alone. Male relationships are just as important as your relationships with women, fellas. Now I'm going to get serious. See, look at that. Now look at me. Now I'm going to take my, I'm going to take my glasses off of this. Yes, I'm smacked. Fellas, you need good male friends. Pussy is great. Pussy's great. Pussy's amazing. The power of the P-U-S-S-Y. It's amazing. But fellas, you need some homies. You got to get away from her. She get on your nerves. You get on my nerves. Like, how many, like, for real, fellas, how many women really, like, your lady, be honest, you love her, but she gets on your nerves, just like you get on her nerves. You don't, you can't be up under your lady all day. You need some homies. You need to talk about bitches. Yes, that's, no, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat like we be like, oh, we be talking about women. We're talking about bitches. All right. We don't talk about our wives with, I mean, unless it's a serious conversation. But other than that, there's always, in a flock of bros, and it's probably, there's one nigga that's not in a relationship, or two niggas not in a relationship, but somebody, you know what I'm saying? And you know, we're not talking about, I don't want to talk about your lady. I don't give a fuck about her. As a matter of fact, I hate your lady. Why is she even in your life in the first place? I mean, I'm happy that you happy. I don't hate your lady, but like, she ruined our friendship, bro. She ruined our friendship. Yo, like, it's not the same no more, man. Your man's, yo, my best friend Dom Lewis. Brother, I miss you, man. I ain't seen that nigga in like 8 years. No, I seen him like last year. But I ain't seen him. We used to hang out every week. I'm gonna take you back, cuz. I graduated high school June 10th, 2005. 15 years ago. And right around this time in that year, we was going from party to party, day after day. Riding in my man John, it was three of us. Riding in my man John beat up Oldsmobile. And we used to just be hanging. And I had a lady then too. I had a joint. Her name was Sarah McBean. How you been? She's black, by the way. I know that's a white. Sounds white. She's black. And we went on. I was on that way back when. Sarah McBean was black. Sarah McBean was the first girl that cheated on me. 17 years old. 18 years old.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
This girl asked me to go to her prom. Real good friend of mine. But then the guy that apparently she was cheating on me with was riding the same limo with me. This nigga's on FaceTime, or not FaceTime, he's on the phone with Sarah, like talking, they say, eat boo loving. That's what we called it back in the day, too. I'm going to get to that in a second, because I asked people, like, what did y'all call it? Y'all called it boo loving? Did you call it caking, cupcaking, jonesing, whatever. We'll talk about that in a second. But he was on the phone in the limo, boo loving. And he was like, yeah, I'm in the car with Clinton. Well, back then I was Clinton. And I was like, yo, who that? And he's like, yo, it's my girl, Sarah. I was like, oh, say, I was going to say, tell Sarah what up. Not knowing that we rugging with the same girl. You remember that song? I mean, I know R. Kelly's muted, but him and Usher way back when did a song called The Same Girl. Mm-hmm. That's what we was doing. But then in the video, they was fucking with twins. Mm-hmm. We wasn't fucking with twins. This is the same chick. Yeah. You know? Gross. Man, this is bullshit. I mean, now Sarah got two kids. She's happy, whatever. But you know, whatever, man. Man, but back in the day, yeah, man, we used to, me and my boys, we used to hang out. Tough. We used to hang out tough. And fellas, your male relationships probably help your mental health. Good male friends, too. Good brothers. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm eating a granola bar. I'm eating a chewy bar. Quaker Chewies. Now I ain't gonna hear me chewing in the mic, and they're gonna be like, Clamp. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm smacking. This podcast is going to be called The Random Episode. I'm going to say listen at your own risk. Because I'm high and I'm talking a lot of shit. But actually, a lot of shit that I'm saying makes sense. It does. There's nothing wrong with going on a bro date. I mean, you don't got to call it that. Yeah. You ain't got to call it that. I'm not going to call it that. As a matter of fact, this song, this should I name this episode The Bro Date? Yeah. Yeah. Come on, brother. You need your mans in them. What's wrong with having your mans in them? You know? Now, here's the thing. You know, with my male friends, it's weird, man. We don't even do, like, male friends. Like, I don't go to, like, Vegas with my niggas. Like, I don't do that. We don't, my male friend, we not trying to, like.
It's not guys'
trip. Yeah, man. It's like The Hangover, dog.
Yeah.
Me and my, if I'm hanging with my, we just playing spades. But you know what? The truth is never good enough for you women. I'll never forget. Now, this is how you know what? Fuck Sarah. Let me tell you what really. I forgot. You know what? Now I should have known she was cheating. I should have known. When you accusing of cheating, you're the one cheating. Am I right or wrong? If you're accusing me always, oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Remember, that sounds like a Baltimore club music song. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Oh, you cheating. Anyway, point I'm making is she would always accuse me of cheating on her. You was cheating. Let me tell you what she did. So me and my boys, literally, it'd be me, Dom, John, my dad. My dad was my spades partner. Dom was John's spades partner. I swear to you, we would be in my house till 3 o'clock in the morning. Playing spades. And my girl would get mad talking about some, oh, why you up so late playing spades, but you can never be up so late talking to me. You ain't up. You talking to another girl. You talking to another girl. That's what she always accused me of. Always. You know what? And I'm like, yo, I ain't even do nothing. I'm just playing spades. I'm just playing spades, yo. Women don't want to hear that. Women don't want to hear I was playing spades. They don't believe that shit. Baby, this is personal. Nigga, the belt is on the line. The fucking belt is on the line. How am I playing spades? Like, okay, you can win one round, nigga. We gotta keep going. You're not better than me. Nah, man. You women don't. If you women are upset that I'm playing spades, you're not playing spades competitive. You know what's crazy? None of my girlfriends have ever been my spades partner. Can't trust them. Yes. Yeah, because you know, because Jay-Z said, all I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. And now you're breaking me down because I can't trust them. Wow. Wow, bro. Wow. I just want to play spades with you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a song. Somebody give me the J. Cole beat. Somebody give me a beat. I'm going to write a rap called I Just Want to Play Spades with You.
Can I feature him?
No, you can't because you don't play spades with any woman. No. How long you been playing spades, Jelani?
For like 7 years.
7 years? It's not that much experience, sir. That's not that much experience. I got cards older than you, my nigga. I'm be 33. I'm an uncle. I'm Uncle Clint. I love this shit. I love being this the high drunk uncle. Cheers, y'all. I love it. All right, I'm not an uncle. Maybe I'm like an older cousin. I'm the older cousin. Like, I'm not an uncle yet. I think you got to be 40 and over to be an uncle. You got to do, like, let's talk about what is top five. I haven't done a top five on this podcast in a long time. What is top five uncle shit? Ooh. What's top five things uncles do? All right. I think number one, we go from five to one. I'll start. Number five, uncles always hitting on the aunts. Like your auntie. So like my uncle Rob is hitting on my girlfriend's aunt Pam. He's that nigga at the cookout. Would y'all agree?
Wait, our Uncle Rob?
No. Yeah, actually our Uncle Rob, absolutely. Yeah, Uncle Rob, yeah, he do be hitting on Jones. I mean, not hitting on him.
He be
backing.
He be speaking.
He do. My uncle, he the man. All right, so that's one. All right, number two things that uncles do. Oh, it's on you now. What you got?
We on number four.
Number four. My bad. I'm smacked. What do you? Come on, man. You're having dead air. We need to talk. That's why I'm constantly interrupting you because nigga. Come on, bro. I mean, I don't mean to call you a nigga. You ain't a nigga. You're a good black man. And I know that you know what uncles do. Now, what the fuck does uncles do? God damn it.
They're always dancing at the cookout.
All right, you're right. You're absolutely right. But what are uncles dancing to? Give me an uncle song. Give me an uncle song.
Return of the Mac.
No, that's not an uncle song. Return of the Mac. That's corny. That's corny. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make an uncle's playlist. It's for your uncle. It's going to be for your uncle. Hey. This is for your uncle. Tell your girl to get out your ear. You're talking to me. That's who's been snickering the whole time in the background. A little immature little girl. You know, not little girl. You're a woman. I mean, you know, you're of age. I mean, there's not no whole shit going on in my house. All right? I don't condone this, all right? But you're a grown-ass man. You can do what you want, all right? All right, you can do what you want. Just why do you got to put it in front of me? Why y'all got to be giggling on my podcast? She over here nibbling on this nigga ear. Nibbling on his ear. They got the same goddamn... Yo, you know what? Nobody's nibbling on my ear in my house. So, goddamn it, you don't nibble on nobody's ear, all right?
She was telling me
I don't give a... Why is she whispering in your ear? Come on, man. That's disrespectful, man. Nobody's nibbling or whispering in my... No woman is like, where do you taste this pussy? While I'm doing the podcast. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. But you doing that. You don't even pay no rent.
She was supporting me.
She's supporting you, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you. What support do you need? I've been carrying the podcast. I run shit here. You just live here. What are you doing? Man, I'm so upset. Y'all, I'm not even going to front. You know what? I'm going to be out completely honest on this podcast again. You know, for the first time in maybe like 5 months, yo, I can say I'm good. That's a big accomplishment, in my opinion. So I'm going to be high talking this bullshit with you. Now, let's get back to what we were talking about.
Right? Number three on the list.
Number three on the uncle's list. What are uncles? So we said uncles are dancing.
At the cookout.
And they're macking your aunties. All right. Number three that uncles are doing. Uncles are always telling you you don't know about something. That's a good one.
I was going to say that.
Uncles are always telling you what you don't know about. Hey, girl. Hey, youngin'. You don't know nothing about this. You don't know nothing about this. Motherfucker, yes, I do, but I'm going to humor you, uncle. What you know about this? It could be about anything. It could be about directions. Uncles love driving directions.
What you know about that street down there?
You know what I mean? No, seriously. No, uncles love driving directions. Like, the older you get, you talk about geographic, like, so in Philly, you know what I mean? When you take 76, right? And then you know what I'm saying? Like, or you make a left at McDonald's, all right? And, they love driving directions. Love driving directions. And uncles love talking about what you don't know about. You don't know shit about this. Your uncle putting you on some liquor. You don't know about it. Number two. I'm sorry. I took a spick of this shit strong. No, can you tell me what number two is? What is number two? Jesus Christ, I got to do this shit again with this dead air?
I just don't know.
What? Because you, who's your old heads? Me. Me. You don't know nothing about this. No, okay, so I'll fill in the blanks. The number two thing that uncles do is uncles do not give a fuck about what they wear. Uncles do not give a fuck. They wear whatever they want. My uncle, I never forget, my uncle would walk down 13th. We have a block party every year at 13th and Allegheny, 13th Street. Shout out 13th Street, 13th and Allegheny, North Philadelphia, right? So my uncle would literally walk around with jean shorts, Debo slippers, and no shirt on at the cookout. And gold chains with gray hair on his chest. And nobody said nothing to him. He did what he, this nigga was just making himself a plate, like with no shirt on. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Yo, I thought that was the coolest shit ever. My uncle was like, literally, I'm like, yo, who is this nigga? It's my uncle. This nigga's great. This nigga's great. He is out here serving the community with no shirt on, serving himself. That's grown shit. You know what level of I don't give a fuck you gotta be at to just walk around light in broad daylight with no shirt in 94? Not now. You new niggas be wearing your shirt off all the time. But niggas like my uncle paved the way for you new niggas. Shout out to my uncles, man. Wow. See what I'm saying? Uncles are important. And last but not least, we got to talk the number one thing uncles do. The number one thing uncles do. Number one thing, uncles, especially married uncles, are inappropriate. Married uncles, because they're married and their aunt, your aunt is there. You ever see your uncle and your aunt fooling around? I have. Not like fooling around, like, but I had my uncle, I heard my uncle say, I'm about to go finger you at the table. Wow. I was about 13 years old. Changed my life. My uncle is finger bobbing my wife. His wife, not my wife. Whoa. He's finger fucking his wife at the cookout. And then, nigga, that's lit. That's why I would do that. Ladies, if you marry me, you absolutely right. I'm going to ask you, uncles and aunts go to the bathroom together and come out an hour later. That's what uncles do. Uncles is fucking your aunt. You ever wonder why Aunt Frida she went away for about 15 minutes? Because Uncle Larry was pounding her in. In the bathroom, in the powder room. In the motherfucking powder room. You new niggas don't know about a powder room. It's called a half bath. In my mom's house, we had a powder room. It's on the first floor. You walk up steps, walk in, living room, leads to the dining room, to your left, powder room. You're in there, it's small, about the size of an airport bathroom. Very small. But it's small enough to get the job done. You know how many people have been fucked in the Coley residence over the years?
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
From cookouts to block parties, oh, I know all my uncles and aunts who've been fucking in my bathroom and think I didn't know. I just didn't tell my mom because I thought I was going to get in trouble for minding grown folks' business. That's another thing that uncles do. Uncles be telling. Uncles be acting like they cool, but uncles be telling. Oh, rest in peace. My uncle, he's not my uncle, but he old enough to be my uncle. He's my older cousin. His name is Bubby. This nigga used to snitch on me all the time. Clinton doing this. Clinton doing that. Clinton skipped school. Yo, get off my dick, yo. But I couldn't say that because that nigga could beat me up. Because uncles got grown man strength. I got gems. Uncles got grown man strength. Like, you're, listen, look at my little cousin right here. He's very physically fit. Great body. In shape. You look good, man. You got washboard abs. You take care of your body. You take men's one a day. I don't take that shit. I mean, I take vitamins and shit, but not men's one a day. I don't know. That feels very moody to me. Like I'm taking like my period pills.
It's a multivitamin.
I don't want that shit. They don't have to call it men's one a day because they had women's one a day first. So I'm just say the man pills. Give me that. I don't want to hear men's one a day. Pause on that. Pause on the men's one a day. Can somebody turn on the light, please? Twist the light. Men's one a day. I'm good. Anyway, but you look good, brother. But if you ever think you could whoop my ass, you got about another 20 years before you can kick my ass. I'm in my prime. I'm 33, nigga. I will wash the fuck out of you. I don't give a fuck how ripped you are. You know why? I got strength you don't know about. Because I'm a fucking big cousin with gray hair becoming an uncle. Nigga, you talk about my body. My little cousin told me today. My little cousin, dead ass, hold on. My little cousin told me today, I was outside today. I was outside with no shirt on, right? I was outside with no shirt on, you know? And my uncle and my cousin tells me I'm shaped like a pig. He tells me I'm shaped like a pig. I'm shaped like a pig. Okay, you know what? You come in the camera real quick. Show them your abs. No. Show them your abs. No. So they know that I'm not fucking playing. Look at my body. I got an uncle body. I can get your fucking dick out my face. Okay, here's him. Here he is. All right, you can take your shirt off. Take your shirt off. Take your fucking shirt off and snap the picture. Now, oh my God, we're still doing a podcast. We're doing a podcast. My bad, y'all. Wait a minute. People are going to be listening to this and be upset that I'm talking into the mic and we're also live. But you can finish taking your shirt off. All right. You're in shape. Okay. Everybody that's listening, I'm so sorry. I told y'all this is not the episode. Okay. I might lose fans over this. Anyway, so he's in shape. But I will whoop your motherfucking ass because I'm Uncle Clint. No, you're cousin Clint. Older nigga, what? Bro, I'll whoop your ass. Like, go sit back down. You know? I will whoop your ass. I don't play that shit. I remember when I was like 21, I thought I could whoop my older cousin's ass. Nigga, bam, stomp me. The song Stomp? He did that. Anyway. You ain't even know what you was walking into, did you, bro? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's it, man. That's all she, you know, I think we covered enough today. This is the most random episode we've ever done.
Smack the episode.
Yeah, they're going to be pissed the fuck off. Or they're going to be like, Clint, this just had me dying. People might literally just be in their car like, this is funny. If I'm putting this out tonight. So when it comes out tomorrow, if you think this shit funny, run it back, share that shit, you know? Anyway, what did you learn today on the podcast, sir?
What uncles do.
You learn what uncles do. See, here's the thing, man. I learned what uncles do when I was your age. You got to learn what uncles do, because when it's your time, then you can be the uncle. And that's how we build. I think that's emotional wealth. Fuck all this money, in a sense. I mean, you need money, but emotional wealth. You're passing on game to your nephew. Nothing better than that, fellas. I know it's Father's Day this week. My dad was also an uncle. Uncle Herm. You know? And the nigga was cool. He's somebody uncle. My little sister, you need to hurry up, Kiara. You need to hurry up and have some kids. Fuck you doing? God damn. So I can be Uncle Clint. Speaking of kids, Kiara having kids, or Kiara, some of y'all might listen to this podcast, and it's Wednesday, June 17th. So right before my fourth birthday, June 17th, 1991, my mom is pregnant, gives birth to my little sister. And my mom, I was mad because I was like, yo, we supposed to have a birthday party. And I was like, I'm sorry. She came. And my mom handed me some like Ninja Turtle nunchucks. And that was it. And I was like, fuck this little girl. And every birthday. So my fifth birthday, who turned one? All right? Who turned one? So whose birthday is better? Mine or hers? And it's been like that for the past 29 years. I love you, Kiara. Happy birthday. Your dark ass. She's dark. This is like the color of the moon. I mean, like, the night sky. And, no, she's dark. But I love my sister. Because I can say that. But I used to hate when boys used to pick on my little sister back in the day, man. And they used to talk about how dark she was. And I used to tell them, like, yo, don't you do that. She's beautiful. Clint, but she ain't a little dark to you? No, she's beautiful. No, but she ain't a little... Nah, my little sister is fucking gorgeous. Stop it. You just mad because your little brother can't get her. So, yeah, man. Nah, my little sister, I never taught her to be ashamed of being dark. That shit is sexy. I ain't say it's sexy. That's like weird. But I would say it's beautiful. You know what I mean? My little sister got me beat up because some nigga called her a black bitch. I went up to the school. She ain't tell me this nigga's like 16 in the eighth grade. This nigga whooped my ass, yo. This nigga whooped my ass. I mean, I fought. I mean, he knew. Yeah, look, I don't care. I didn't win the fight, but you're not gonna mess with my sister. I will fight you and lose every day, but you're gonna be hurt fucking with my little sister. Like, I may have lost the fight, but I know this nigga, like, you ever win the fight, but like your ear hurt? Like, you ever had a nigga punch you in your ear? Like, you ever lose a fight, but you won the fight. Like, the niggas...
But your nose bleeding?
No, nose bleeding, nigga, you lost. I'm sorry. Any blood, you lost. Blood, black eye, anything, you lost. So, the motherfucker who got... We always, when we was younger... That's another thing, man. I miss fighting. Not fighting, but like... The niggas was fighting.
For fun?
No, not for fun. Just like, if you had an issue, you fight, move on. You know? Not no shooting. Just fight. Just fight it out. And we used to hate that shit, but now that ain't so bad, ain't it? But anyway, when niggas back in the day, you know, fight. Yeah. You know? So I was not going to let that man do that to my little sister. So I fought him every day. I told him, I'll fight you every day. I don't care. We used to judge fights, though, by who had the most marks. If you had the most marks, you lost the fight. Bottom line, you know, and, you know, yeah, I had more marks, but I'm sure that nigga jaw hurt. I hit him a couple times. That nigga was huge, though. I shouldn't need him in the dick. That nigga had a dick. He was 16. 16 and 12 is like totally different, dog. No, I was like 13. That's still totally different, though. I'm making excuses. I lost the fight. You know, I should have won. You know? I'll fight you down, nigga. As a matter of fact, I miss you in the challenge. Joshua Sumter. If you're out there, that's really this nigga's name. If you are out there, my name Clinton, I'm challenging you for a rematch. I want a rematch. Yeah. The Brawl for It All. Y'all remember that Martin episode? Hey, Joshua something. If you're out there, somebody find him. The Brawl for It All. You and me, one-on-one boxing match. Now, back then, I was like 13. You couldn't get these hands. But now, I'm 33. I'm young. I'm fast. I'm pretty. I'm so pretty. I'm so great. And I'm going to whoop your ass. Joshua, find this nigga. All right? Joshua something is on when I see you. Anyway, man, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. If y'all want to help me out with DJ shit, send the Cash App for my birthday. That's it. I had fun with this podcast today. Yeah. Did you say what you learned? You didn't learn. Oh, yeah, what uncles do. Yeah. All right. All right, y'all. Peace. You want to keep it real?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.